Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today are Mia Battaglini and Mark Green from the Fort Pierce Jazz and Blues Society. The Society presents jazz and blues to the public in a variety of ways, including performances, clinics, and community education. A new jazz jam will debut on Thursday, December 5th at the Heritage Center in Vero Beach. Mia and Mark, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Mark, how did the Fort Pierce Jazz and Blues Society come about?
Well, it started around 17, 18 years ago, I believe, kind of like a side idea. It would be nice to present some jazz to the community. And now it's developed into a real community outreach with education for the young musicians in the area. We're very active in scholarships to the young musicians.
Mia, you offer a lot. I was looking at the website. Flesh out some of those community outreach that the Society does.
Every Tuesday evenings at the Sunrise Black Box Theater, we host a jazz jam from 7 to 10. A lot of the times we also bring in special artists like blues artists Dave Shelley, Delta Dave, and Brazilian jazz. Alternative Wednesdays at the Port St. Lucie Botanical Gardens, we host a jazz jam from 6:30 to 9:30. And every other Wednesday, we have new jazz jams at Tutto Fresco Restaurant. The idea of the jazz jams is to bring the music to the public and also invite musicians, student musicians. I think we're about the only organization that gives the high school and middle school and college age students a chance to improvise with professional musicians. When they first do it, you can see their faces. It's, whoa, we've never done this before, you know. This is amazing. And there's not very many places. I know when they're studying, it's a structured situation. But when they come to the Black Box or the Gardens or Tutto Fresco or any of our jazz jams and they're invited up on stage, it's totally play with the big guys. You know, totally different.
You are both professional musicians. Mia, you're a vocalist. Mark, you're a trumpeter. Let me ask you this. Why is jazz such a tough sell? Those who love it are fanatical, but the public at large doesn't seem to embrace jazz as they did, say, in the 40s and 50s, even 60s. Why is that?
Well, I think that's turning around a little bit now. I see a lot more involvement in the schools, and that makes me happy. I'm an educator as well. I'm a public school teacher, and I see a lot of school programs are including jazz, and I think that slowly is turning around. It's a shame because it's definitely a part of our history, and it's the true American art form.
I'm speaking today with Mia Battaglini and Mark Green from the Fort Pierce Jazz and Blues Society. You have a new jazz jam that's going to be debuting on Thursday, December 5th at the Heritage Center in Vero Beach. So obviously you're venturing north. Tell me about that.
Well, we want to make this music available to as wide an audience as possible. And they're not doing anything like that in Indian River County right now. And the Heritage Center is a great venue for us.
Now people can actually become members of the Society.
We hope so.
Yes, that's how we exist, through donations and through memberships and, of course, the Arts and Crafts Jazz Market, which is our financial arm for the Jazz Society.
Tell me about that. I'm not familiar with that.
We have several vendors that have unique handmade arts and crafts, paintings, pottery. The market is all year round, and it's from 8 till 1 every Saturday morning. And the first Saturday of each month during the winter season, our jazz ensemble plays at the gazebo. And we're kind of right next door to the Green Market, so it's a nice match for the hand-in-hand. And it's pretty busy down there. You get your coffee from the Green Market and snacks and pastries, and then come and wander through the items of our market, the craft market. And that helps us to give back to the community through clinics and workshops and scholarships for the students. So it's very rewarding. That's our mission, to keep jazz and blues alive in our community.
I've been speaking today with Mia Battaglini and Mark Green from the Fort Pierce Jazz and Blues Society. We'll have contact information for the Society as well as an archive of this interview on our website, WQCS.org. Mia and Mark, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you for having us.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.